Thank you and good afternoon. The College of the Redwoods campus in Eureka will hold a grand opening ceremony tomorrow morning as staff open a resource center and food pantry for students. The resource center looks to support students by providing CalFresh application help to access a food pantry, and staff will be on hand to provide information. The resource center will be open on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. The grand opening will be held at 9 a.m. The search continues for 31-year-old Anthony Lux, who took his 4-year-old daughter Allison Shirey from a Eureka residence on Sunday night. The woman who owns the residence on Hillside Court had legal custody of Allison, and Lux took her from the residence without permission. Lux and Allison's whereabouts remain unknown, but law enforcement believe that Lux has ties in Alder Point, McKinleyville, Chico, and areas in Siskiyou County. Anyone with information related to Lux's whereabouts is asked to contact authorities. Mendocino deputies responded to a disturbance call from a local business on Highway 101 in Laytonville on Monday night after two men, one of which was in possession of a knife, were involved in a verbal argument. Deputies arrived on scene and quickly separated the two, and 36-year-old Christopher Spruer, who was on felony probation, was in possession of a knife and was subsequently arrested. The Arizona resident was booked into Mendocino County Jail for a probation violation and being in possession of a concealed knife. Yesterday afternoon, the Mendocino County Sheriff's Office identified 20-year-old Deshaun Davis as the victim who was killed last week in Ukiah. 62-year-old Ryan Stevens saw Davis on Vineyard property, and after a verbal argument, Ryan shot Davis multiple times. Ryan initially reported the shooting to deputies, stating that it was an act of self-defense. However, detectives determined that Ryan's actions did not meet the criteria. Ryan was booked into county jail on a homicide charge with bail set at $1 million. Caltrans District 1 reopened Highway 299 5 miles west of Helena after a rock slide blocked the roadway this morning. The road was shut down for a little more than an hour as crews used blasting methods to remove a large boulder from the roadway. County work crews were in southern Humboldt yesterday as a small rock and mudslide disrupted traffic on Redwood Drive after debris came down on the roadway from the neighboring hillside. The road was closed down for more than 2 hours as crews removed the debris, which derived from a month of heavy rain. St. Joseph's Health will hold two community health forums over the next week. Dan Squire has more.
St. Joseph's Health has announced that it will hold two community health forums focused on orthopedic health, particularly hips and knees, sports injuries, and joint pain. The first forum kicks off tomorrow at 5:30 at the Sequoia Conference Center on Myrtle Avenue in Eureka. Doctors Chris Walter, Eric McGoldrick, and Stephen Shea will host the forum, and the second is scheduled for next Wednesday in Fortuna.
Thank you, Dan. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. 24 residential burglaries have occurred in Eureka, particularly in the Henderson area during the month of November, according to a report issued today by the Eureka Police Department. The police department listed some consistent trends in those burglaries. 16 of the 24 reported cases have occurred during work hours between 8 a.m. and 5 p.m., and common entry points have been through a rear or side door or a window. The suspects involved have been commonly described as two male adults and in some cases juveniles. Residents are encouraged to report any suspicious activity in their area, and you can contact law enforcement for any precautions to take to prevent a residential burglary. A female driver from Crescent City was involved in a fatal vehicle versus pedestrian collision that occurred on Highway 199 just south of Grants Pass in Oregon over the Thanksgiving holiday period. The driver was traveling south on Highway 199 at around 8:30 at night when an adult male started walking into the lane of traffic. The driver was unable to avoid the pedestrian, and the vehicle struck him, and the man was hit by several additional vehicles following the initial collision. The victim was pronounced dead at the scene, and the highway was completely closed down for nearly 3.5 hours while an investigation was conducted. The victim's identity remains withheld at this time pending notification of next of kin. And that's the news on this Tuesday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.